I had never seen a battle before. I heard the fight on the ship, of course, when we were attacked by pirates as we sailed from Lucas Limen to Sawaken. The fight in which Intef's arm had been so badly damaged that I decided to remove it in order to save his life. But I had never seen a battle with my own eyes, and the death and destruction left me numb. I saw men fall. Men who were mortally wounded lay down on the bloodied grass and waited to die. A few lucky ones made their way back to where the women and old men waited to patch them up as best they could. Some went straight back into the fight as soon as their bleeding was staunched. I supposed I had known that this was what battle was like, but knowing was a different thing from seeing it with my own eyes. Surely, no argument needed such a resolution. This was exactly what I was trying to prevent by finding the eye. I couldn't watch any more and looked away into the bushes ringing the plain. I suddenly realized this was my moment to escape, if I dared. For the first time since I had been taken, nobody watched me. I should go now. I could follow the road back to the valley. If the others were still alive, I would encounter them on the way, for surely they would come in search of me. They might even be close behind us. My heart lifted. But I had waited too long, and as I turned to run, the woman glanced over to check on me. She came rushing over, shaking her head and saying something. "I have to go." I hoped she would understand. "Now, while the men are engaged. This is my only chance." I took a step back, but she grasped my wrist in a surprisingly strong grip. I tried to shake her off. "Please, you don't understand. You have to let me go. I have to find my friends." She held my wrist even tighter as she replied. With a heavy heart, I reached into the little bag hanging from my neck and withdrew my dagger. She glanced at it, but clearly thought me no threat, for she didn't release me. "Please, I don't want to hurt you, but I will if I must. Let me go." Still, she hung on. I half-heartedly waved the dagger towards her. Her eyes widened a little, but she wasn't alarmed enough to let go. I could hear Intef as he trained me. "Never draw your dagger unless you intend to use it," he had said. "But never use it unless you have no other choice." I steeled my heart. I knew what he would want me to do. I slashed at the woman and drew my dagger across her forearm. She hissed and released me, stumbling back as she stared down at the blood welling from her arm. It was little more than a shallow cut. I hadn't wanted to kill her, only to make her let go. "I am sorry. I had no choice." As I turned to run, one of the old men rushed up. I had taken no more than a single step before he hooked his arm around my neck. I froze, and for a moment, my mind was blank. Then Intef's training came back to me. "Don't hesitate. Act immediately. They won't expect it." I stomped on his foot as hard as I could, then dug my elbow back into his stomach. We had practiced this move so many times, Intef and I. The old man grunted, and his hold on my neck loosened. I easily broke away from him. Then I ran.